الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh. Sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Quranil Majid ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wal 'asri innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama, brothers and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salutations be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each and every favor that Allah has blessed us with. And we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with another beautiful day of Jumu'ah. We remind ourselves of the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said regarding this blessed day, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ شَمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best day in which the sun can rise is this blessed day of Jumu'ah. And we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the second of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. This is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into this world. Now definitely we do not confine the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or talking about the seerah of the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is something that should be done as often as possible. In fact, one of the signs of loving somebody is that you continuously talk about the one that you love. We love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than we love anyone else. So discussing his life, discussing the seerah is something that's supposed to happen at all times. But we also use the opportunity of the month of Rabiul Awwal to reignite and to increase that deep spiritual connection and love that we have with the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I came across something absolutely amazing just yesterday on another program where I was discussing the life of the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we know that the benchmark of loving Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is undoubtedly the companions of the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just something special to share with each and every one of us. The routine or the habit of the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be such that morning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sit with his companions and have general informal discussions. In those discussions, very often the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would pose a question to the companions and he would say, has anybody seen any good dreams last night? And they would like to share that. That was a question that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam often posed to the companions. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, we know, was an outstanding and amazing companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would actually make dua and beg Allah every night, O Allah, let me see some good dream tonight when I go to bed, so that tomorrow morning when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks the question, has anybody seen any good dream, I can be the one to lift my hand up first and say, oh Nabi of Allah, I saw a good dream, and I can narrate it to the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can you understand the intensity of love and the enthusiasm that these companions had? The question would be posed every day, but every companion would be wishing, how nice if I would be that fortunate one to answer the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say, oh Nabi of Allah, I've seen this dream, and narrate it to the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's how eager they were to always grab his attention. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like those companions loved him, and may Allah grant us that eagerness and that enthusiasm. That was just to set the tone for this month of Rabi'ul Awwal, and for us to always focus on this aspect of our love for the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the topic that we have at hand for today, I'm sure many people probably have seen the poster, that time, the greatest teacher, the verse of the Quran or the passage of the Quran that I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by time. Wal asri innal insana lafi khusr. By the oath of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that man in general is at a loss. Whether we like it or not, we lose him. What are we losing? We lose him the capital of our existence in this world. Under the commentary of this chapter of the Quran, the scholars give us an analogy, and they say that the example of man when looking at Suratul Asr is like the example of a person that possesses a huge amount of capital, but without his will or consent, that capital is being diminished second by second as the clock ticks on in your life. Now let's understand it from a different perspective. A person has 1 million rand in his bank account. Maybe some people have much more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us barakah, and may Allah grant us blessings. But imagine that you have 1 million rand in your bank account. You've signed no debit order. You've given no authorization. So without your will and consent, that money is being debited second by second. Eventually, what's going to happen? It's going to reach zero. In the banking system of this world, may Allah save and protect each and every one of us, but the reality is, sometimes that account can go into minus. There's no minus when it comes to the capital of your world, of your life in this world. Once that reaches zero, it stops right there. There's absolutely no extension. There's no further credit. Once it reaches zero, that is the end. And that's our reality. Without our will and consent, every second that the clock ticks on, our life is getting shorter and shorter in this world. It is the greatest teacher in many ways, because as you live in this world and as you progress in this world, there's many things that every one of us learn, whether we acknowledge it or not. And what are some of the things that we learn? Number one, as the clock ticks on in life in this world, the strong will eventually become weak. When you live in this world long enough, you will see that sometimes the rich become poor, the poor become rich, the powerful become weak, the weak become powerful. Life is constantly changing. It's a whole circle. In fact, if you really want to sum up the existence of man in this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has summed that up for us in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you what's the actual reality of every human being in general in this world. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'fin. Allah is the one that created mankind in a state of absolute weakness and hopelessness. An infant baby can do absolutely nothing for itself. It can't fend for itself, it can't feed itself, it can't clean itself. Everything has to be done for that helpless infant. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ جَعْلَ مِن بَعْدِ ضُعْفٍ قُوَّةٍ. After your state of absolute weakness and helplessness, Allah gives you strength. Now you can fend for yourself. Now you are able to do everything. But that's the period of our existence where sometimes we get carried away and sometimes we lose focus and we think we can do everything. We're so capable, we're so able, we're so strong. But then Allah says, don't get carried away with this phase in your life. ثُمَّ جَعْلَ مِن بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضُعْفًا وَشَيْبًا. That circle of life is going to turn very drastically. You are strong today, you're going to be weak tomorrow. As old age sets in, we know what happens. Whether you like it or not, you're never able to do what you used to be able to do. A man who walks upright will one day be hunched. A person who can do everything for himself or herself, one day will also need help and assistance. That's your reality. So don't get carried away with any phase. You know, as they say, that life is so constantly evolving and changing that nothing is permanent. Everything is temporary. So even if things are not going your way, relax, it's not going to be forever. The circle will change. And when things are going your way, enjoy it. But remember, that's also temporary. It's not going to last forever. We look at the weather pattern, we know how erratic things have become. You don't know what to expect. One day it's hot, one day it's not hot. So it's constantly changing. But the fact that we are given time in this world, the fact that we still live in, is something that is very, very valuable to each and every one of us. A person came to one of the great scholars of the past, asked a person a question that sometimes they say it's not very polite to ask. What's your age? How old are you? So one of the great scholars asked a man, they tell me, how old are you? So the person responded, he said, I'm 60 years old. So the scholar responded and he said, that for the last 60 years, you are journeying towards your creator. Very soon, you're going to reach your destination. You tell a person that in today's times, that person, you're killing me before I even died, I'm still alive. Right? So the scholar said to him that for the last 60 years, you're traveling to your creator. Very soon, you're going to reach your destination. This man got a shock of his life. He said, oh, Imam, Molana, scholar, what you mean? So he says, that's the reality. 60 years you lived in this world. Allah knows how long more you're going to live. But the reality is very soon you're going to reach your destination. So then the scholar said to him that you don't need to worry, because a person who is a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows very well that they need to prepare for that destination. They know that they need to prepare the answers for the questions that will be posed to them. Now the man is more worried because he's like, Maulana, you said that I could reach this destination at any time. What if I've not prepared enough? What's the way for me to make amends? So the scholar gave a beautiful answer. And he said, all you need to do is sort out what remains in your life in a correct manner, and Allah will overlook all that has passed by. So Allah will overlook the last 60 years. Allah will forgive all your shortcomings for the last 60 years, provided what you do going forward is in accordance to what Allah wants you to do. But then the scholar also said to him, the problem is if you don't take care of what now lies ahead of you, you will be penalized for the past and you will be taken to task for your future. The choice is yours. So every one of us seated here, leave 60 years. We know how unpredictable life is. Nobody knows what tomorrow will bring. No young man has the guarantee that he'll see old age. No old person has a guarantee that he will see tomorrow morning. That is only in the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody knows what tomorrow is going to bring. We can never take anything for granted, but most definitely we can take cue from the words of the scholar that if you sort out what lies ahead of you, Allah will eradicate every mistake of the past and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you accordingly. Now, some of the lessons that we can learn from this fact that time is such a great teacher and none of us know how much time we have left in this world, and some constructive ways of how we can move forward productively is, number one, the reality is we're living in a very fast-paced world. So it's fast food, fast internet, fast travel. Everything has to be done quickly. For you to be productive in your life in this world, one of the most important things is for every one of us to slow down in some way or the other. The pace is too fast for you to cope up with. And in this fast-paced nature, we tend to lose focus of what is important and where our priorities lie. The concept of slow-paced and really just concentrating on what is present in front of you is very important in the life of a believer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the extent of explaining to us that if a person comes for salah and the jamaat has already began, so namaz has already started, what's our general nature? We rush into the masjid, you rush into park your car wherever, sometimes we are obstructing somebody else and we don't really realize it, but then we're running into the mosque, we rush in to make wuzu, we run in to join the jamaat. It's a good thing because we're trying to make sure that we have ticked the box in terms of our obligation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Undoubtedly, that is a great hallmark of enthusiasm. Allah likes enthusiasm. But do you know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you reach the masjid and you find the jamaat has already started, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تسرعوا. Don't rush. Don't run. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's words is, عليكم السكينة. Go nicely. Don't run into the masjid. The Prophet ﷺ said, whatever you catch of the jamaat, you complete with the imam. Whatever rakats you've missed, you join that after the imam has completed and terminated the salah. Simple as that. Because Allah already recorded your enthusiasm. You've marked yourself present in the register of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ said, don't run. Sometimes we run and we're actually causing a commotion. You don't need to be running. Walk into the masjid. Join the jamaat. Whatever you get, you get. Whatever you don't get, you make up with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still reward you accordingly. Now, if you look at it, look at the makeup of our life. Rushing to work, rushing for our meetings, rushing home, rushing for salah. Rush, rush, rush. In that rush, we're losing many things that we're not realizing. Just slow down the pace a little and see the difference that it will make in your life. And there are many people, mashallah, that Allah has given this gift and this ability to, that in the rat race that's happening all around them, they literally able to just focus and glide through the very same system. Have you noticed some people how much they are able to do in one day? Sometimes I might not be able to do that in a whole week, but they get so much done. It's just because they've concentrated on slowing down the pace. We have to do that. Sometimes it requires a little more effort. But what it does require is more concentration. That's point number one. We need to slow down the pace of our lives for our own benefit. We will see far more spirituality. We will see far more barakah. And we will see a big difference. Everything is rushed. Even when we're having a meal together, that's a rush. Everything has become so fast. And in this fast-paced society, we're losing a lot of goodness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. And may Allah grant us that ability to just slow down a little. That's number one. Number two, together with slowing down the pace of our life, what is really lacking spiritually amongst us is focused attention. Do you know what's focused attention? You're present for salah, but I ask you the question, is your heart, mind and soul present in that salah? Take any act of worship. Let's take the month of Ramadan. We fast for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from morning till evening. Physically, we are engaged in an act of worship. But is there really focused, dedicated attention in that act of worship? I spoke on another topic recently and I came across something amazing from the companions of the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's really thought-provoking for each and every one of us. So they say that the companions of the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make a specific dua. They would ask Allah for protection from what is termed as devotional hypocrisy. Arabic language, khushu'un nifaq. Now khushu, you know, normally this word khushu is attributed to salah, devotion in your worship. So they would seek Allah's protection from hypocritical devotion. What does that mean? It means that they had a fear and a concern that they would be standing before Allah, engaged in an act of worship, but their heart and mind might be somewhere else. They would consider that as hypocrisy in their devotion and in their act of worship. That was their spiritual condition. On the contrast, you know what's our condition? A person will say, Maulana, you know, I might not be punctual with my salah, but I promise you my heart is clean. Maulana, you know, I'm struggling with many things physically to do regarding what Allah wants me to do, but my heart is in the right place. They were in the right place physically. Their concern was our heart needs to be in that place also. The heart needs to be connected. The heart needs to be focused. We saying we physically absent. Hey Allah, you know my heart is present. Allah knows best. We know what's our actual condition. But something for us to think about. Where were they and where are we? While they were present physically worshipping Allah, they were so concerned my heart, soul and mind needs to be also attached to this act of worship. So focused attention. When you stand before Allah, look, where's your heart? Your heart needs to be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any act of worship that you engaged in, make sure there's an element of focused attention, even if it be for a few seconds. But you can build on those few seconds and you will see a big difference. We are about to stand for the Jummah Salah in just a few minutes. The khutbah will be taking place, the Salah will be taking place. When you stand now and you make that takbir before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for a moment focus within your heart and soul and see, am I really present for this Jummah Salah? It's a simple thing that we can do whenever we engage in any act of worship, and you'll see what a big difference that will make. That's number two. The third message with regards to this aspect of time being our greatest teacher and what we can learn is that make sure you make time for your loved ones all around you and people that matter in your life. Life is too short for regrets. Life is too short for the many unanswered questions and things that we wished we could do. There's a very good friend of mine, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him complete shifa. He's currently ill at the moment. So Allah knows best how long he has to live in this world. But I met him a few days ago and I shared something to him. I said, do you know how lucky you are? Because the fact that you have been diagnosed with an illness and it's only a matter of time, Allah knows best whether you'll get better or whether you won't see past this illness. That is only in the knowledge of Allah. But the fact that you have this opportunity in life, you can make sure you leave no action undone and no word unsaid. No action undone and no word unsaid. That is generally the biggest regrets that we all end up having in life, whether we're living or we've passed on. If you could speak to the dead, they will say, if only we could have done that. If only we could have said something else. We need to make time for people around us because you don't know how much time you have left in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those that, number one, we try to slow down the pace of our life. It's too quick. But whether you like it or not, it's faster than you. We run in behind the world at the very same time. Death is running right behind us. There's only one winner, and that is death. We always come out second best. Number one, we need to slow down the pace of our life. Number two, we need to have focused attention in all our acts of worship. And number three, what we need to do is we need to make sure we make time for people around us because time is always against us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the understanding. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Say Jazakumullah Ahsanul Jazat to Mawlana Ahmad Akusab, Damat Barakatuhum, for those most valuable advices. Alhamdulillah, on behalf of the GMA, on behalf of myself, and on behalf of the respected Chairman Saab who facilitated Mawlana's coming here. Mawlana hails from Peter Marisburg, all the way from Marisburg. Mawlana landed this morning, alhamdulillah, shukr, to make sure that he comes in time here to Masjid al-Rahma, Greenside. Mawlana is one of the senior teachers and ustads at Madrasa, which many of us might have heard of in Marisburg, Madrasa Tartil al-Quran, which is in existence from 2007, alhamdulillah, one of the senior ustads. He was fortunate enough to have studied under the great scholar, Mawlana Mansur al-Haq, hafidhahullah, who before, even prior coming to Newcastle, Darul Uloom, Mawlana was based in Peter Marisburg. After coming there, Mawlana was based in Peter Marisburg and Mawlana took a lot of istifada and benefit from Mawlana Mansur al-Haq Sahab, alhamdulillah. Together with that, Mawlana's other services include, Mawlana is also an office bearer, a treasurer at the Jamiat al-Ulama in Peter Marisburg. Mawlana has a weekly program on Radio Ansar called Inspiration Towards the Quran, of the Quran, alhamdulillah. Regular contributor to Radio Islam also, all the time serving. In fact, next week he's going, or the following week, next month he's going to Woodbank as well. He's going to be speaking there all the time. Mawlana is traveling and imparting these valuable advices, inshallah. Our dua from our heart is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless Mawlana in his knowledge, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Mawlana a means and a beacon of guidance for many, many of us who are seeking for this guidance, inshallah. And we take the opportunity once again to say jazakumullah to Mawlana, as well as inviting him, Mawlana, whenever you're around in Joburg, inshallah. Our masjid is always open, inshallah, for you to come and give your advices, inshallah. And as Mawlana had so beautifully said, the time, do what time, we don't know whether we'll be around next week, Jummah as well. We don't know whether we'll be around for the next Salah as well. Again, we make this humble appeal for donation towards the masjid, towards the madrasa. Alhamdulillah, we have this beautiful facility, alhamdulillah. We have a humble request for brothers, inshallah, to open their hearts and their wallets. May Allah give us barakah, inshallah. Jazakumullah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah, hayya 'alal falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'd, fa ya ayyuhan nas wahidu Allah, fa inna tawhid ra'su ta'at, wattaqullaha fa inna taqwa milakul hasanat, wa alaykum bis sunnah fa inna sunnata tahdi ila al ita'ah, wa man ata'a Allah wa rasulahu faqad rashada wahtada. وإياكم البدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين ولا تحب الدنيا فتكونوا من الخاسرين ألا وإن نفسا لن تموت حتى تستكمل رزقها فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب وتوكلوا عليه فإن الله يحب المتوكلين وادعوه فإن ربكم مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رب الرؤوف الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي كرم الله وجهه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عنه وعن كل صحابة أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذ مرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصر المجاهدين المسلمين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم واخذل من خاذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم وادعوه يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Straighten yourselves.
Uh,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah, hayya 'ala s-salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamati s-salatu, qad qamati s-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. قال الله قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المسلمين في كل مكان ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.